go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com.
And my name is Ben Bolin. I am a video writer here at the same website. Never gets old.
Never gets old.
Never gets old.
No.
Scott,
yeah.
You live up north of the city, and so you get to pass one of our cities. Would we call it famous?
Infamous.
Infamous. One of our city's infamous landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
A road called Interstate 400, which is in transition technically, because originally this road was built to be a toll road.
And
the story that
still is a toll road.
Still is. The story that we all heard in Atlanta was that this would be a toll road only for such a time as it, as was sufficient for it to break even. Mm-hmm. You know, defined as offsetting the cost it took to construct it.
Sure.
Which seemed like a great idea.
Yeah.
Such a great idea, in fact, that they have yet to make this a non-toll road.
Yeah. I know a little bit about this, too. I think we've got, got a couple of articles here about, you know, why that happened, that it's still a toll road. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense, but it's one of those things, like, they're trying to catch up with the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And having to do that, they had to spend more money, and to spend more money, they needed to keep the tolls up longer, so it's like it just keeps feeding itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're going to be stuck with our toll road for at least another couple of years.
It's either a very poor calculation on someone's part or absolutely brilliant.
Yes, you know? It is. I don't know how to look at it. Is it strategic failure or strategic triumph. I don't know. You're right. But that's one example.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many, many examples across the U.S. of toll roads. Of course, people probably know what we're talking about, right?
Right. Yeah.
Roads that you pay to drive on.
Alternately known as a turnpike.
Oh, turnpike. That's right. What else? Turnpike, toll road, toll route.
Toll route.
Toll route.
Yeah. There's a toll corridor or something people
really?
Talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now, astute listeners will remember, Scott, that earlier in a different episode, you and I briefly talked about the origin of the word turnpike.
Exactly. I have that in front of me.
Oh, let's run it down then.
It comes from the etymology breakdown of this thing. And it comes from the early 15th century, which really it meant a spiked road barrier for defense. And it comes from the words turn and pike, which is a shaft. It meant a piece of timber, really, that was laying across the road, and it was on an axis, and you had to pay a toll in order to use the road, and they would turn the pike out of the way and allow you to pass through onto the road. Trying to think of when that was. That was probably, just looking at my notes, 1540, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And they borrowed horses from foot roads, and that's why they were able to, you know, they had to put up a gate and say,
yeah,
well, you can't travel on this road. This is for foot traffic only.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it led to an idea that it meant a barrier to stop passage until the tolls paid. So that meant, and they call it a road with a toll gate, which was, you know, well,
part of the evolution.
Yeah, that's right. And that came around the 1670s, I believe. And then in 1748, they shortened the word to in 1745 they shortened it to Turnpike Road. So I was a little convoluted here in what's going on, but basically we got to the point where it's a turnpike, and the turnpike now that we have it originally meant the toll booth. Now it means the road itself,
the road entire.
And that didn't come until like the 1850s,
which is interesting because we're going to hopefully, there are other people that were as surprised as I was to learn how old toll road technology is, or at least the idea.
Yeah.
And one thing that also will surprise a lot of people, I hope, right? That's the point of the show, is that the United States has actually a very long and storied history with toll roads.
Yes, very long.
Because, let's see, people will usually remember the date of our country's independence in 1776. And Scott, I want to ask you to guess when the first toll road was built, but you already know. I already know. So let's just break it down. The Philadelphia and Lancaster Turnpike. That was built in 1792.
Holy cow.
That's toll roads are way older than cars, older than the interstate system.
Yeah.
Older than us.
By far.
Well.
Okay, me, yeah. Maybe they're a lot older than you, not so much older than me.
So this thing, if you think about it, was almost a model of good estimates and well-done building because it only took about, a couple of years to complete. And people just thought this was the bee's knees of highways, right?
I love when you say bee's knees.
Thanks, man. Yeah. That's for you. It's always one or two. And the crazy thing about it is that this was actually very successful, which is
– Yeah, you would think – okay, I don't mean to interrupt, but one quick thing is that, you know, up to this point, roads have been free.
Yeah.
And suddenly they've got to adjust the idea that, hey, I'm going to have to pay to use this – the stretch of road that, you know, I was able to walk over. Well, actually, it's probably a new road at that point, somewhere convenient. That's
yes.
A convenient route. Rather than taking the long way around, this is a straight, direct path right through. Therefore, you're going to pay a little bit extra to have that privilege or that that ability to go straight to where you're going to go. It's a convenience.
Yeah, and you got your money's worth because it went over 60 miles, so 62 miles. And eventually, the state picked it up, and then it became part of what we call the Lincoln Highway in U.S. 30 today.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
That's, U.S. 30, really?
Yeah. I've got some jokes later, but that okay. part was serious.
All right.
And so let's fast forward a little bit. We also have talked about the good folks who built or largely built the Dwight D. Eisenhower Interstate system.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. We're talking about Fairbank and McDonald, right? Herbert Fairbank, Thomas McDonald. Interesting story, Scott. These guys thought toll roads were lame.
Really?
Well, they didn't say the word lame. But
why did they think that? Because they were, they're not federally funded free roads or what? I mean,
well, it's kind of like some people's attitude with the internet or anything where there is one free service offered and then a paid alternative, you know, the question, which is logical, is why would anyone pay to take this one route when there are parallel free routes, you know? But of course, you've already got the nail on the head with convenience.
Yeah.
I just want to show you how poorly they estimated this. These guys said, McDonald and Fairbank, believe that the Philadelphia to Pittsburgh corridor, toll corridor, would carry a little bit more than 700 cars a day, maybe.
700 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was the official estimate of the U.S. Bureau of Public Roads. And oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. They were wrong.
How wrong?
Way wrong. I don't have the exact estimate now, but needless to say, it was well over.
Traffic was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it. You know that this is some. You mentioned something here that why would people pay for a road when there's alternate roads that you don't have to pay for, right?
Yes.
I've got some. Forgive me if I'm breaking out of the history of this thing here. We're coming up into modern day.
Yeah, yeah, we got
with what I'm mentioning here. And I had never heard of this, really. It's just my own, I guess, my own ignorance on this subject because I just recently found out that there are optional toll lanes in the United States, lots of them.
That is news to me.
Yeah. See, I didn't know this, and that's because we don't live in a state that has these optional toll lanes already.
Yeah, okay.
But we might.
Go on.
Yeah, it's maybe happening here in Georgia. They're talking about adding optional toll lanes along I-75 and I-575 in Cobb and Cherokee counties, and that's right where I-75 comes straight through, you know, from all the way up in Michigan, all the way down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people make that that trip, but there may be some optional toll lanes coming soon to that area. And the estimated, I guess, dollar amount, this is to give you an idea of how expensive these projects are.
Yeah.
There was an elaborate project plan. Now, it's backed down from this, but the first project that was planned was priced between $1.8 billion and $4 billion. And I had never heard of anything like this, but it says that the DOT rarely spends that much money on any project at all, a single road project.
Sure.
But they have backed it down to something like $900 million to $1.1 billion is the estimate for the toll road.
Billion.
Yeah, that's right. It's around $1 billion. And
how is it optional?
Well, $350 million of that is taxpayer money.
Okay.
The rest would be, you know, private and collected through tolls, and you know, this the road would fund itself. That's where you get the, you know, I don't know what the cost would be. It doesn't mention in this article here, but I can look at, there's an example here from Indiana.
Yeah, let's go to Indiana.
Indiana. So they're considering it an optional toll lane also on I-69, which goes right into Indianapolis. And they say that it, now what's weird about this one is not only is it an optional toll lane, it would be, a variable dollar amount that you would pay as you go through as well. So depending on traffic, depending on the time of day, things like that, it could vary from $1 to $3.
Like a real-time congestion tax.
Exactly. And that's not unusual either, which I found out. I had no idea that this was happening, but there's these variable rates that are going on everywhere else. It says express toll lanes aren't a new idea. They're used in San Diego, Orange County, California, Salt Lake City, Houston, Minneapolis, Denver, Seattle, Miami. They're under construction right now in Dallas, Washington, D.C., and the San Francisco Bay Area. And you know, we may be able to add, well, we're going to say
Atlanta,
Indiana to this as well. And I think, you know, there's probably more out there that I just don't have in this article here. But
or more that haven't gone public yet.
The idea behind this is, and why would you pay it, right? Because it's the exact same stretch of road. Hmm. It gives you the benefit that, let's say, an HOV lane gives to people right now.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking.
But
that.
You could do it individually. You could drive it alone. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that let's say that it's a day. I mean, the people in this example here, they said that, yeah, they could actually see it working because let's say there's a day when they're coming home from work and they don't know if it's going to take them 20 minutes or an hour to get home. And they've got to pick up the kids at the daycare center. And there's that wide open express lane that if I pay $3, I'm going to make it there and save myself the late fee at the daycare facility, or you know, you got a doctor's appointment. You have to get home for that, or near home for that.
Sure.
A lot of people say that it may be called the Lexus lanes.
The Lexus lanes.
And that you know, it says it's going to create have and have not commuter separation, right? And that's not the idea. They said that what they find more often than not in these optional lanes is that you do get the people that are just simply running late, or you know, parents that have to be somewhere at a ball game or something like that,
or the daycare cutoff.
Exactly. It's not what they think. It's not just the wealthy who say, you know, I'm going to drive my own lane.
And a lot of that depends on the dollar amount of the toll.
True. Yeah, because some of them, I mean, the tolls can go way up in some regions.
Sure.
I was looking at some here, and it's in my notes somewhere, but some of these tolls are up in the $10 range. $9 for, you know, just for stretches of road, not
the whole thing.
I'm not talking from edge of state to edge of state. I'm talking a short distance between exits,
like every 10 miles or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Where if you were to follow the toll route route entirely to work, you may end up paying $25 to get to work. Our Georgia toll here that we were just kind of talking about, 50 cents.
Yes, okay, but let me say that toll, I'm going to go on the record with this, Scott. It is so frustrating to have to dig through your car for some change.
Are we going to have to fight here again?
No,
because
we have to fight.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this, Ben. Do you get up to the front of the lane and then dig around your car and try to find the money?
No. If I haven't found it by the time I hit the exit before the toll road, I take the exit.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I thought we might come to fisticuffs.
No, I feel like that's it happens. I understand it happens to some people, but I'm definitely not going to – I'm not a line hold-upper, you know?
That's good. I didn't think you were, but you have to ask, because you just never know, because I encounter that every single day on my way.
Really?
Not directly in front of me all the time. It happens sometimes. The person will realize they got in the the change only lane and they have to get out to the cashier, but they have to open the door
and go across,
go to another lane, which is terribly dangerous. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Sure.
And the other one I've seen recently, a lot of people will get out and ask the person behind them if they can just borrow a dollar.
Which,
or 50 cents.
Yeah.
That's not borrowing. That's I'm never going to see again.
You're not going to be Facebook friends.
No, but I would assume they're just paying for yours also if you give them a dollar, you know. But
maybe.
Whatever. But anyways, it's frustrating to me that happens.
But we can't deny that toll systems overall in this country are really effective. I think just between 1850 and 1902, over 100 toll roads were built.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a – financially, it's a very good decision for policymakers, at least in the short term, because it allows you to get a quality of road that might otherwise put your, you know, municipality or your region in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it does still put them in debt,
well,
but not as much.
Even this I mean, this is just one toll gate on this road.
Yeah.
Georgia 400.
Yeah.
50 cents. It's a standard flat rate for everybody,
and
right?
And you can drive around it.
They're talking about – yeah, you can drive around it. Oh, you mean exit and
– go up the back way.
I
and
understand.
Go back.
Okay, got it. I thought you meant through it,
Scott,
without paying.
You know I'm really cheap, man. I have done that once. Intellectually, I realize I'm spending more on gas, but you understand,
yeah,
this is when gas was cheaper.
I understand, yeah.
But go on.
Okay. That in 2007, I have figures here from 2007.
Okay.
I don't have anything later than that, but the traffic that goes through that every single weekday,
mm-hmm,
it's something like 126,000 cars, and I can only assume that number is going up every year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our population is growing here.
Sure.
But the thing is that as the proceeds started, you know, the proceeds started to drop, even though that the revenue was going, or it should have been going up, it was coming down because of failures in the equipment. So remember what I mentioned earlier, that we have to pay for upgrades for this
maintenance
thing?
Fees.
This
too,
thing,
yeah.
Most are upgraded every few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, I believe, has gone through 14 years without having an upgrade. Up until 2007, so when they started that program to, you know, redo the computer system and,
sure,
you know, the way that they take the tolls, make it very advanced. That was catching up from 14 years ago, which is something they normally don't do, and that's why it cost several million dollars, and that's why we're still paying the toll, even though it should have been gone. Well, it should be gone in 2011, but I think it's going to hang on.
That sounds reasonable. Alternate theory. There is a vault filled with quarters somewhere in City Hall.
No doubt about that.
And there's someone swimming through it, just like, remember Scrooge McDuck?
I was going to say, like Scrooge McDuck. That's,
yeah,
right.
That's,
yeah,
right.
He's doing the backstroke in his cash.
He's probably got to have some great upper arm strength, man, to get through
so.
The coins.
I would think so.
But, yeah, this is one thing that I really want to hear from some listeners on. Anyone who lives in especially the northeastern area of the U.S., man, I was not expecting it when I drove through New York on my way to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I started to feel that I was from this lawless world of free roads, you know, and I had just come into civilization. So what I want to hear from listeners are stories about their take on the toll road, you know. Is the toll road worth it for your community, you
mm-hmm.
know? Is the toll road unnecessary? Is it a pain? Is it good? Is it bad?
What about toll bridges?
What about toll
bridges?
Toll bridges.
Even the Golden Gate has a toll.
Yeah.
In fact, it's like, I think it's $5 or $6 at this point. And there's a carpool rate that you can pay as well. That's it's cheaper,
mm-hmm.
but you have to apply for, you know, some type of fast pass type thing, which is another element to this whole thing.
Sure.
You can pay your toll electronically in a lot of cases,
mm-hmm.
if you're local. And obviously, that doesn't help you much if you're traveling from state to state. And you're not a you know, like an over the road trucker or something,
right?
Who
yeah.
knows what to expect on the way. But that's a much more efficient way to handle paying your toll. I haven't done that yet. I don't know why. I mean, I pass through the thing twice every day. Seems like it makes sense to me, but
yeah,
I just haven't done it.
Well, they call it an easy pass here in Georgia.
Yeah, easy pass, fast track. Mm-hmm. I think there's Sun Pass in Florida. Is that right? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, they're all names to make it sound like your life would be easier.
That's right.
And maybe more sunshine.
It really is. It really is a lot easier. And you know what? I got some quick facts on the amount of toll road in the country, I guess, if you
yeah,
want to hear that.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Because it's far more extensive than you'd think, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's that word I always have trouble with. Not urban, but...
rural.
Thank you. The amount of...
rural.
Yeah, toll roads that cover the United States, about 3,005 miles.
That's crazy.
3,005 miles are toll-paying roads that you have to pay on to use. Urban roads, which I can save with no problem.
nice one, Scott.
About 2,422 miles. And these are according to the...
That's the federal highway, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Fowler Hardy. Yep, that's right. And so total, we've got about 5,500 miles of toll roads in the United States. So that's a significant amount of space. Now, I know there's a lot of roads in the United States, but these routes we're talking about, these 5,500 miles,
oh, yeah,
they go to very critical places.
Sure. I think I've got a little list here.
And that's why things like the bridges make sense. You know, that they make a bridge to make something easier.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a ferry actually a lot of ferries that I know of that travel across bays or across small bodies of water that make perfect sense. It'll save you 3 hours of driving time. Mm-hmm. Take this ferry; it'll take you half an hour to get across, but they charge you $40, which is more worth it. And there's one even that goes from Michigan to Wisconsin across Lake Michigan, saves you that trip all the way down around the tip of Lake Michigan through Chicago, etc.
That's worth it.
Up into Wisconsin and back and forth. And there's several places on Lake Michigan where you can do this back and forth. You can drive your car right on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it costs. I don't remember the price or something like that. But it saves you a ton of time to just shuttle right across. Obviously, that one makes sense.
And time is money. Plus, it's gas.
Yeah,
I think. Really, when we talk about these places, we do see them springing up. People expect to see a turnpike or toll in, the New York Thruway or Niagara, New England, Massachusetts, I guess Florida too. But
Indiana.
Yeah,
and
I was surprised about Indiana and Pennsylvania. I was surprised about Ohio and Kansas.
You were surprised about Ohio, really?
Yeah.
I'm a Midwesterner. I've traveled that sucker all the time. Mm. The Ohio Turnpike is kind of infamous.
For what?
Pirates? No. I've heard it my whole life, and something about the Ohio State Troopers being exceptionally tough on, giving speeding tickets, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on the Turnpike, and you're at their mercy.
Whenever I am driving in an unfamiliar place, man, I'm on my P's and my Q's. I really
very good.
Am. Yeah.
Very good.
Sometimes it's bad to have those out-of-state plates, but maybe that's a story for a different day. Because I guess what we're really getting to when we talk about toll roads here is more of an observation about the way that states and cities are changing the cost that they give to drivers because we already see, if you're a driver, you already have several levels of fees that you have to pay just to own a car.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, we're seeing things like this more and more. We talked about the super speeder law and whether or not that was totally altruistic,
Or if it's revenue generated.
Or if it's revenue. And then we've also got things like the increase in toll roads here, because the idea of toll roads, fell out of favor for a little while, but now it seems to be coming back. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, in London, there's the congestion tax, and you have to wonder, especially when we see these optional toll lanes, you have to wonder if we're starting to build sort of an American congestion tax.
What about the gas tax? We pay gas tax here, and that's for the upkeep of roads, but that's for the upkeep of federal roads.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a private road. Or possibly what we're seeing now is, this is kind of weird, there's a federal-private joint ownership of the roads that's starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that in the past had been totally separate. Turnpikes and interstate turnpikes and toll roads had been private enterprises up until that point. And that was the purpose. They'd pay for the road and the upkeep of the road. And even, just maintenance, and the people to operate the toll booths and everything, it all pays for itself. That's the goal anyways. But now we're seeing that, that they're getting federal backing as well as, these private investors that also have an interest in the road for whatever reason.
Now, I'm going to say, I guess the way that we usually end this stuff with our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say that although I really don't take well to waiting at that just one toll spot on 400 north of Atlanta, I do support toll roads. I support the idea of it to a certain extent. I do wish I had been a little bit less of a country mouse and a hayseed when I went into New England and up through New York, so that I was a little more aware that I should bring a bag of change.
Yeah.
But
it's a quarter here, 50 cents there.
Right. But if you think about it, this is theoretically a very smart way to get the people who are using this sort of public good to actually pay for the upkeep. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was just some optional tax that you could opt into, these roads would be destroyed.
You know? Sure. If there was a box near the near the on ramp and
says, donations, please,
suggested donation, like at the museum or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you feel pretty good about yourself tucking $5 into there or whatever, $10. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people would do it on the road.
I think I would. Man, no, I probably would.
Probably wouldn't. But
what about you?
Now, me, you know what? I want to. Yes. Can I end with a question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to end with a question. This is for you.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? What bothers you the most about toll roads? What bothers you the most about them? And I've got an answer that is not the one that everybody's
not
that
would expect. What bothers me the most about toll roads?
Let's say you're on a turnpike where you have to pay to exit.
Okay.
Any exit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sure. Like New Jersey or something.
Sure.
What bothers me the most about toll roads is even when I'm familiar with them, if you're there during a busy period, and this is not the most creative answer, Scott, but during a busy period, you know how the roads widen and subdivide into these multiple lanes?
Yes.
And then when you're leaving the toll and they all quickly converge again, mm-hmm. that part when you leave, that is my least favorite part, man, especially in a traffic jam. Are you kidding? I've had near-death experiences.
Fair enough.
In my head. So, what about you?
Mine is the high cost of food and gas on toll roads.
Oh,
because you're a captive audience. And I've noticed this traveling, like I said, across the Midwest, around mm-hmm. the Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania area, even New Jersey. Anything you stop to buy, it seems, is just marked up. An unbelievable amount.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Food, gas, of course. They know you don't want to exit to find gas and then have to pay to get back on, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing. So they've got you. It's a captive audience. They want you to stop there on their at their own plazas, mm-hmm. of course, where things are marked up. And I just noticed that I try to hold off eating and I try to get fuel before I get onto a turnpike or toll road. But that's always something that's really bothered me is that it's not really gouging, I don't think. It's because it's not to the point where it's just absurd and you wouldn't pay that.
It's a seller's market.
It's just up a little bit and you can say like, well, yeah, it's a convenience factor. I'm going to just pull in there and get that.
Yeah.
You may pay double for a soda or something like that.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's always bothered me.
As we say before, not to sound like Boy Scouts, but be prepared.
That's right. Bring I'm not going to say it. Bring your own extra gas on the trip, but no, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Okay, so we're just going to do a rapid fire catch up there with Facebook, which is Car Stuff.
Yeah.
Car Stuff on Facebook, also on Twitter. You can read our excellent blog on the website, and you can also generally find all sorts of fascinating information about anything that flies, floats, drives. On our website as well, we get some great articles. And if there's something there that just hasn't answered your questions, or if you do have a really good toll road story for us, please send us an email at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.